You're listening to the Qalam Institute podcast series, Ramadan Reflections by Mufti Hussein Kamani. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/Qalam Institute.
Inshallah, every day after the Taraweeh prayer, we will have a short session. We won't let it go over 10 to 15 minutes, inshallah, Al-Aziz. And in these sessions, we will be covering a short reflection on Ramadan. And every day, just a little reflection, so we can take that reflection back with us and implement for the next 24 hours, inshallah, Al-Aziz. And I was actually reading a very beautiful book before Ramadan, written by Dr. Ayad Al-Qarni, who is a living scholar in Saudiya. And he's written a book in English translated as 30 Lessons for Those Who Fast. So I've been taking a lot from there, and you know, and I thought that maybe we can cover that book and one lesson each day, inshallah, Al-Aziz, and go over it. So the first thing that we'll be covering today, inshallah, the first point of reflection that we can have for our Ramadan, is that when we look at the Ramadan of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the very first simple thing that we learn is that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would increase an ibadah. Imam Ibn Qayyim, he mentions that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's Ramadan, if compared to the other months in the year, you found that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's Ramadan has more ibadah in there. So for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he would generally read Quran. But in Ramadan, now the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would increase his recitation of the Quran until we have the narration, the very famous narration that Jibril alayhi salam would come to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam every Ramadan, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would revise with Jibril alayhi salam whatever had been revealed until that point. And the final year before the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam completed his revision not once, but how many times?
Twice.
And this was a sign for the companions that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was going to pass away, because it was out of habit. And there were very few things that were out of habit for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam increased his recitation of the Quran. We also see the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the month of Ramadan, he increased his tahajjud salah. He increased the late night prayer. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you know, we see after Isha salah, we don't just hit the bed. We stay awake and we pray our Taraweeh prayer. And Taraweeh and Tahajjud are different, but from one aspect, they're both considered as a part of Qiyamul Layl, that we are standing during the hours of the night in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one thing very beautiful, according to the Hanafi school of thought, you can easily combine your intentions. So while you're praying Taraweeh prayer, you can easily combine the intention to say, I'm also praying Tahajjud Salah. So from one gathering, you can walk away with not only one reward, but how many rewards? Two rewards very easily. And we know the nights are short, and for many of us to wake up for Tahajjud Salah again may be a little difficult. So we should make our intention when we're praying our Taraweeh prayer, at least for the last 8 rakats, or the first last 8 rakats better, because that's the Tahajjud. It should be 8 rakats, and the last 8 rakats that we pray, followed by then Witr Salah, so that seals the night off, and then we can go ahead and get some rest. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says regarding the companions that وَمِنَ اللَّيْلِ, Allah azza wa jal says the reward of those who pray their Tahajjud Salah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَمِنَ اللَّيْلِ فَتَهَجَّدْ بِهِ نَافِلَةً لَكْ عَسَىٰ أَنْ يَبْعَثَكَ رَبُّكَ مَقَامًا مَحْمُودًا. And then from the portion of the night, وَمِنَ اللَّيْلِ, and from the portion of the night, فَتَهَجَّدْ بِهِ نَافِلَةً لَكْ, pray tahajjud salah for the sake of Allah as a voluntary act. And if you do this, it's very possible your Lord on the Day of Judgment will resurrect you, and the praised worthy station, مَقَامًا مَحْمُودًا, the praised worthy station. And the scholars, they say that Maqam Mahmud is a reserved place in Jannah that's a very high rank. It's kind of like the VIP, VIP, VIP station. So Tahajjud Salah is how we get there. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in one very beautiful tradition, Sharaful Mu'mini Qiyamul Layl wa Izzuhu Istighna'uhu Anil Nas. Very beautiful tradition. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the honor of the believer is standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during the night. I remember our teacher once said to us that the night, he said in Urdu, it's very interesting, he said, Raat sone ke liye to nahi banayi gayi. That who said the night was made to sleep in? The night was made to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the honor of the believer is when he stands in Qiyamul Layl. And the second thing, the second part of the hadith is very powerful as well. وَعِزُّهُ إِسْتِغْنَاؤُهُ عَنِ النَّاسِ. And the honor of the believer is that he never asks from anyone other than Allah. He doesn't ask from anyone. He never lets anyone feel that he needs them. He won't let anyone feel that, because that's honor. That's how he maintains his honor. Very beautiful tradition. At the same time, we see the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also increased his dua his istighfar. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we know, he mentions that there is a time right before iftar that if a person makes dua in there, inshallah, we have high hopes in Allah that that dua will be accepted, inshallah, and aziz. So we should use our Ramadan for making dua. And in particular, the suhoor time. You know when we wake up for suhoor, for sahri in the morning? Don't just eat and go back to sleep. Reserve a little time to make a little dua while the food's being warmed up, or after you're done eating, waiting for those few minutes, make a little dua. Allah says in the Quran, وَبِلْ أَسْحَارِهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. Allah says in another part of the Quran, الصابرين والصادقين والقانتين والمنفقين والمستغفرين بالأسحار. Allah mentions regarding the Sahaba that they use that late part of the night or early part of the morning for making istighfar and remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We also see the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the month of Ramadan, he increased his i'tikaf. I'tikaf is like a spiritual retreat where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would lessen his communication with people. So in the month of Ramadan, we should also cut back on our socializing. Cut back from our Facebook, cut back from our Twitter, cut back from YouTube, cut back from whatever it is that we can cut back from, try to make cutbacks on it. I'm not saying don't invite people over to your house for iftar. But what I'm saying is that if the purpose is iftar, feed them, and then after that, avoid the backbiting, avoid the slandering, avoid the gossip in the month of Ramadan. What we're trying to do is we're trying to take time that we waste, a little from here, a little from there, a little from here, a little from there, and add that into our ibadah schedule. That's how we increase our ibadah in the month of Ramadan. And that's how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam increased his ibadah in the month of Ramadan. So the first lesson that we're learning today, inshallah and aziz, is that we need to increase our ibadah. Our Ramadan 24 hours should not be the same 24 hours outside Ramadan. There should be something extra added, something different, something we weren't doing, let's add it into our Ramadan. So we pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us all the tawfiq and ability to act upon what has been said, and that Allah allows us to implement these beautiful reflections into our lives. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Akhir da'wana, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.